Explore the emotional connection between how we see ourselves in the mirror and how we feel inside, and the effect menopause has on that self-confidence balance. I'm joined once again by anti-aging skin specialist and speaker at Skin Essentials, Mariga Sheedy. Good morning to you, Mariga.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning to your listeners.
You sound bright and cheery. Are you enjoying the summertime?
Yes, I don't have Monday morning either, because it happens to be our day off.
All right, okay. I always know I'm speaking to Dr. Bill when he's on duty or off duty, because you'll always get a lilt when he's about to head out on the bicycle. Look, menopause affects skin so dramatically because estrogen, is it? Decline leads directly to collagen loss. A lot of what I've just said there, what did I mean by what I just said there?
Okay. Well, I suppose the thing to know, and I'd say a lot of your listeners are aware that there has been a lot of talk on the radio, across print media and social in the last week about menopause. It's very topical, so I'm really happy to be able to come in with my perspective on how you can address your skin. And as you said, it's to do with self-confidence. Something that I see a lot of all of us ladies of a certain age is when they come in looking for solutions, there's nearly a guilt about it or an embarrassment. And it's not an embarrassment because of, you know, the menopause. Thankfully, that's becoming a lot more acceptable to talk about, and we should. But it's nearly this guilt about doing something for yourself, investing that time and that money in yourself. And I just want to reassure everybody, this is not, it's not vanity. This is about how you see yourself and how you present yourself. And that's what I'm hearing from my ladies over years and years and years.
Okay. Can we look at collagen then? What is it? It's a structural fibre, isn't it? So what does it do?
Collagen is, it's like our scaffolding. So we're chemical machines. Everything that happens in our body is a chemical reaction. And when we move into and through the menopause, we're losing estrogen, which is a hormone, which is a chemical. So without enough estrogen floating around our bodies to work on all the processes, including collagen production, it doesn't happen as efficiently. And over time, that gets slower and slower. And we see the effects of the loss of this scaffolding in our skin. So we see lines getting deeper. We see our skin getting lax. I do hate the word, but it's what people come to me with. They say my skin is sagging. What can I do about it?
Right.
So open pores as well, they get larger. All these little manifestations that add up to the day that you look in the mirror and you go, who are you?
Right.
You know, because on the inside, we don't age. Men and women, I'm sure, have the same experience. On the inside, you're still, you know, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see this person in the mirror looking back at you, especially if you catch, you know, you walk by a mirror and catch yourself unawares. You're like, you do a double take. It's like, who are you and where did you come from? So what we endeavour to do is to try and bridge that gap, to close that gap between how you feel on the inside and the person that you see looking back at you.
And will every woman experience dramatic ageing as part of menopause?
Just about, yes, because every woman that goes through menopause, whether that is naturally over time or surgically, the estrogen is gone, and that gives all of those effects on the skin.
So if you act fast, can you address it then? Can you arrest it?
Yes, absolutely. Sooner the better. If you're over 40, it's time to start. What we do is we can help over 40, we can help with ingredients. So giving back some ingredients to the skin cells that look and feel to the skin cell structure like an estrogen hormone, like that chemical that we're missing, and help the skin cells to act like they did when they were younger. That will dramatically slow down the process. But if you've gone on a little bit and you didn't know about these processes, or if your menopause or aging has been sudden, it's not too late. No, we can stick those layers of skin back together. We can give the skin cells back the energy that they're lacking to produce good collagen. And even if it's gone a little bit further than that, so that's the kind of thing we do, the pyramid facelift is the one all the celebrities talk about, that's what that is for. But if it's gone beyond that, if the skin is too far gone, do not worry, we can still work on the muscles to get that structure back.
Right. Can you just go back over the specific signs of estrogen loss on the face? I think you mentioned something about thinning skin.
thinning skin, the skin starts to feel a little bit papery. You can see the blood vessels more so through. People think they will talk about broken veins. It's really that you can see the vascularity through the skin. You get so those lines on the upper lip that everybody hates. And I think that's the one confidence knocker the most. It's these lines on the upper lip and the sort of drawn look to the face.
Yeah.
And if we remember, at this time of life is a time when women will either be kind of reaching peak career or maybe just have gotten their families safely reared and want to move on, you know, to the next stage of their life, or indeed for a lot of super women, both of those things apply.
Yeah.
And the loss of vitality that we are feeling on the inside is being reflected on the outside, and it really does get to your confidence.
Right. Look, so you've outlined the thinning skin, the upper lip lines, and the loss of volume. The solutions then, in a non-invasive way, what are they, Marika?
Yes, this is what I like to do, is non-invasive. So we work on the skin, your choice, or you can leave it up to us, either in a very holistic way to work on all of the body systems that have an effect on this chemical balance, or we can do it in a more high-tech way for those who want it done very, very fast. So like I said, the pyramid facelift is one option. But things like we have facial reflexology, Japanese facelift in a more holistic manner, or a blend of the two. And we work with your preference.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody just texted in, can you prevent this? If you're aware that you're coming into the time frame for menopause, could it be preventative? Could you do all this long before you go into menopause?
Yes, prevention is always better than cure. So we can give the skin so much. We can give it estrogen, bioidentical, we call it, plant extracts to help slow it down. We can really build that collagen very quickly in your early 40s to see you through. But when the estrogen goes, it goes. We can't give you back that. That is a medical issue, but I would encourage all women in this age group or in this stage, because it's not so much an age as a stage, to go to your GP, talk about HRT, see if it's something you want to explore, see if it's something that's suitable for you, because that will have a huge effect on the skin as well.
A couple of questions coming in. This listener has redness in the cheeks and chin, sometimes little lumps. What's this due to? And they are just turning 40.
Well, now, without seeing, we don't diagnose over the phone, we don't diagnose at all, we advise. But it does sound to me as if you want to, as if your caller wants to have maybe a little talk about or a look at rosacea. That is one strong possibility that would come up with that description.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch that. What did you say there?
Rosacea, which is an inflammatory skin disease. We call it the butterfly because it very often has a butterfly pattern across the cheeks. And yes, again, if you are prone to that, when the estrogen starts to decline and the integrity and the strength of the skin is lost, that can flare up a little more. So that is one thing that your caller might want to explore.
Would there be an indication of thinning hair, eyebrows, eyelashes? Is this a separate issue to what you and I are discussing this morning, or would it be part of it, the menopause?
All part of the menopause, bearing in mind that there are many reasons that your hair or indeed your skin can thin. It is definitely a very common factor of the menopause. And again, coming to that's common when you're talking about hair. It's coming from the inside, it's coming from hormones, it's coming from blood supply. And that is one to speak to your doctor about.
What can you use at home to help, Marika?
Face. F-A-C-E. So this, I hope, will make it nice and easy to remember. You have four ingredients that you want. F for ferulic acid, vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. They are the core four F-A-C-E. You don't have to go and get a degree in chemistry to find these. If anybody wants some guidance, of course, they can just give us a call. But they are the ingredients to look out for the most.
And when should you start?
Sooner the better. Because we don't know, and again, this is what happens. It seems as if you wake up one morning and you feel like you're not yourself. And you look in the mirror and you look like you're not yourself. And it seems like it has happened overnight. But it's a very slow process that has been going on for years, and it does suddenly accelerate. But we are all different. We don't know we're there until we're there. So for that reason, I say, once you turn 40, start thinking about this.
Start thinking about it. And is it ever too late to get some revision on it? Maybe you may have started down the road and maybe have stopped. Revision, is that key to the whole thing as well?
Yeah, well, prevention always been better than cure, but there's always revision. We have some incredible tools on the market right now that can really help to make a dramatic difference. But we will always take everybody case by case, and we will work with you to prepare a programme that is suitable for you and that will work for you. And if it won't, we will let you know that too.
Thanks, Mariga. If people want to access your website, where are you?
So we're at skinessentialsbymariga.com, that's M-A-R-I-G-A, and you will get us there, lots of information there, contact us to there, or we're under that same name across all socials, and we are really, really, really eager to hear from women experiencing this so that we can help.
Lovely to talk to you. Have a lovely day, Mariga. Thanks for taking a call.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Alan. Bye-bye.
That was Mariga Sheehy there from Skin Essentials and so on.